China is riding a tidal wave of domestic consumption. More products means more advertising, and that means more models. Few are busier these days than those from China's northwestern region of Xinjiang. NPR's Rob Schmitz explains why.
Speaking to a foreign journalist is usually a stressful endeavor for a Uyghur in China. Uyghurs belong to a Muslim ethnic minority. They speak a language closer to Turkish than Chinese. These differences from China's dominant ethnicity, the Han, have been at the root of a tense and sometimes violent relationship between Uyghurs and China's government. But there's another difference Uyghurs possess that the rest of China is attracted to: their looks.
Not to brag, but we are very good looking.
19-year-old Zaria Abdukera is a model from Urumqi, the capital of Xinjiang, and he insists he's not bragging.
Our facial features are naturally attractive. We've got great eyebrows, big, beautiful eyes, and double eyelids that weren't created by a surgeon.
So that double eyelid thing? More and more Chinese are undergoing surgery to create a crease in their upper eyelids that half of all East Asians are born without. They do that to look more Western. Abdukera has naturally creased eyelids, as well as striking eyebrows, a long nose, and expressive eyes that look either Asian or European, depending on his mood or pose. Max Liu, CEO of the Beijing-based modeling agency Fun Models, says China's demand for this look has its roots in the birth of consumerism in China back in the 90s.
There were fewer local brands in China back then. All the famous brands were international, and they all used Caucasian models. As China developed, local brands now want local image, but not too local. So they've turned to models who have half Asian, half European looks for their brand identity.
Plus, says Liu, Uyghur models are Chinese and they speak the language, making it a cinch for agencies to work with them. That's why, Liu says, he's seen a steady increase of Uyghur models in China in recent years.
With their looks, they can easily flow through cultures. They can play multiple roles. If you need to cast a foreigner in a movie, they can do that while speaking flawless Chinese. They're incredibly versatile.
At a tea house in Urumqi, Uyghur model Parwina Dulkun shows me a video of her dancing to a local song on Walk of Fame, a talent show on CCTV, China's largest broadcaster. Later, she shows me another video of her in a nationwide beauty pageant. She's busy. Her shape-shifting appearance is so in demand that she's taken to turning down some advertisers.
I was in the States recently, and then after that, I went to Europe. I was in Italy, France, and Switzerland, and then I had a job in Hong Kong.
And wherever she goes, she gets the same response.
In France, people spoke to me in French, thinking I was French. In Italy, they spoke Italian to me.
What's most surprising is the only country where she isn't confused for a local is in her home country.
In many Chinese cities, people think I'm a foreigner.
She uses these moments to educate her countrymen.
They try to speak English to me, and I answer in Mandarin. Cab drivers always turn around and ask me what country I'm from.
She says she smiles proudly and concludes her lesson by announcing, "I'm Chinese." Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Urumqi.